I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A recent report shows that all six metropolitan areas in New York have seen an increase in vehicle miles traveled, which is a measure of total driving, since 2019. And Buffalo has seen the largest increase in the state with a 24% increase in driving, which puts it also among the worst of the 100 total or largest metropolitan areas in the country that were studied here. In addition, Buffalo has had the second highest congestion increase of the city surveyed. First off, what have you been noticing, and have you been noticing at all, an increase in more cars on the road and congestion in the city of Buffalo and also across Western New York for that matter?
Yeah, so we collect a lot of information in our operations center on crashes, on also travel time and the reliability of travel time. We do various reports on a yearly basis, publishing that data. It's available to the public on our website. And we've, you know, once COVID hit, the volume of traffic would definitely decreased, went down. We weren't seeing as much congestion. Some of the things we were seeing was a change in when we were seeing congestion. So you had your typical morning commute times where you'd see congestion in your afternoon commute. Those changed during COVID and then after COVID. And we noticed, you know, even days of the week it changed. Mondays and Fridays, we weren't seeing as much congestion. The amount of congestion we were seeing, you know, during the days, like for instance, the morning rush hour, we weren't seeing as much congestion as we had in previous years. And then it seems as though this is the first year past COVID that we have seen that morning rush hour in the certain areas on the expressway networks, 190 South coming into the city, the 290, the 33. So we were seeing more congestion than we had seen since, you know, during COVID. And then really just the afternoon, it seemed to have spread out. So it started a little earlier in the afternoon. So, you know, our rush hour sometimes in previous to COVID had started around 4:30. Now, you know, sometimes we're seeing it start around 3:30. So we've seen a change in travel patterns and then when the congestion is. I know just in general, it seems as though we've returned, I'll say, back to pre-COVID numbers. I can't say really that I haven't looked at the volumes of data to see if the volume of cars has increased. That is something we will look at. But as far as just travel time and congestion in the region, you know, it's returned back to what we had seen pre-COVID.
Is there any particular time of the day? I know you kind of made mention that the timing of traffic has changed, but is there any particular time, whether it be the morning rush or the afternoon rush, that seems to be the most congested on the roadways?
The afternoon rush definitely seems to be the most congested time throughout the region, yes. And then even if you have any kind of events going on in our region, a Bills game, Sabres games, that increases it as well. Or even if, you know, some of the border increase traffic across the border, that can have an impact. Holidays, you know, some of that has seen an increase.
Have you noticed a particular region or even a roadway that has seen a noticeable increase in the city of Buffalo?
I know the 190 North coming out of the city in the evening has definitely seen an increase in traffic, it seems like. I know even since September. So when schools return back to normal it seems as if more businesses, people have returned to work. It does seem like that is a busy corridor that we have seen. Even the 190 and 290, some of those normal areas where we have always seen congestion seem to be still congested areas.
What do you believe is causing such a large increase in the congestion? Is it simply just more people on the roads, or is it a matter of traffic, you know, road work that's going on in certain areas? Is there anything in particular that kind of leads you to point to an increase in congestion in certain areas?
Yeah, I think it is some of the road work, some of the projects that are going on. But other than, you know, and without looking at the volumes to really see, has the volume increased? I know we were looking at some of the data on some of the crashes. You know, are we seeing more crashes? So we are actually running a report right now where we're looking at some of the data on the 190 North from this August, September, and comparing it to last August and September. Obviously, from August to September, there is an increase in travel times in those areas because, again, we're seeing more traffic on the roads once schools are back in session. But from year to year, it looks similar. So, you know, just like I said, some of the data we're just starting to pull together to take a look at, you know, what that is. Well, you know, is there an increase in crashes? No, I think that number was similar that when we looked at the 190 from this year versus last year. But again, we look at all of that. We look at the number of crashes that are being reported, you know, travel time plus the reliability of that travel time. Again, we're looking at that year over year to see if that has increased.
So what are some tips that you may have for those who either are wishing to avoid the congestion or maybe trying to look to cut back on the number of vehicles on the road?
You know, I think a big thing is the opportunity to use transit, you know, NFTA, use the Metrorail, use transit. There's an opportunity to avoid some of the congestion, carpooling, you know, take a look at when you're driving and seeing if you can shift your time a little bit. Because then, you know, if you drive in downtown at 7:30 every morning and you're stuck in traffic, maybe look, do you move it up to 7 o'clock? So look at some of those opportunities. Always have the opportunity to look at NITEC's website or our app at NITTEC.org, because then you can take a look at the camera images. You can kind of see what the congestion is looking like before you head out, whether in the morning or the afternoon. So that's a big tip for people to take a look and see what's happening out on the roadways. You can subscribe to our what's called My NITEC, where you can get text alerts or email alerts on the different roadways that you might travel the certain times of day. So that way, if there is an accident crash on those roadways, or if there is congestion, we're posting that information and you can get those alerts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.